Let's check in with what we think might be one of the hottest spots in New South Wales right now. You'd be hard-pressed to find a warmer town than Bourke. It's 750 kilometres northwest of Sydney, not far away from the Queensland border, home to around 3,000 people, a handful of schools, a hospital, and, of course, a few places to have a drink. And if you've been complaining about the hot weather today in the Big Smoke, it's hotter in Bourke. Temperatures predicted to hit 41 degrees. We'll find out how hot it is in just a second. So how do you keep cool in the outback in this sort of heat with no sea breeze to cool you down? There I go again saying pool instead of cool. It's got to be on my mind. I feel like having a swim. Well, if you can't find the pool in Bourke, you go to the pub. And the owner of the Port of Bourke Hotel, Tracy Louise Hegarty, is on the line. Hello, Tracy.
G'day, Ben. How are you going?
I'm well. How are you?
Warm. Very warm.
Has the phone melted yet?
Not yet. Not yet. But I've got the sweats up.
What was it like when you woke up this morning? Because the moment I woke up this morning, it was like, oh, no, it's hot already. It's before 7 a.m.
Yep, it was rather warm. We had quite a bit of humidity here as well this morning because we had a shower of rain last night.
So how hot's it been?
It's roughly about 38 degrees at the moment, but it feels like it's a lot warmer.
What time do you open the doors?
11 o'clock this morning.
You have a few people wandering in before lunchtime?
Yes, yes.
So what do you do there at the pub to cool people down, apart from serving them very cold beer?
Well, we're very lucky that we have a really good air cooler in place, and it sits on 21 degrees, sometimes 18, depends how warm it is.
Everyone stay inside or do they go outside?
No, a lot of people are inside today. The streets are pretty quiet as well because it is knocking a few people around. But at the front of the hotel, we're lucky enough to have misters as well for the people that want to sit out the front.
Misters?
Yes.
So what, like misting fans or something?
Yeah, misting water.
Oh, what, how do they work? What do they look like? Like I've seen the little handheld ones. I was spraying one today on my 13-month-old son in the backyard to cool him down and to cool me down. But how do they work? What do they look like?
Okay, well, where the people sit on the seats at the front on the veranda, up along under the veranda, we have a big long copper pipe with probably about 16 tubes that spurt out misting water, and it's lovely and cool.
How long have you had them?
Well, they were here before I came to the pub, so it was a good investment.
How can I get them installed into my backyard?
You could always use one of those green sprinklers. They're just as good.
Yeah, what a great idea. I mean, you know about sprinklers in a backyard or in a front yard, but I haven't heard about them at a pub before.
Yeah. No, it's a beauty. It's well known.
What do most people drink when they come into the pub there in Bourke?
They always usually drink their Forex Gold Schooners. They love their Forex Gold Schooners.
Isn't that funny? I mean, even though you're in New South Wales, once you get out, and I discovered that a few years ago just going to, well, around Gunnedah, and everyone was drinking Forex Gold, and I at first kind of looked at them like they were from another planet, namely Queensland, but then you have a taste yourself and you realise, no, I mean, it's a mid-strength beer and it's a nice beer.
Yeah, no, it's a good drop, especially if you're just calling in to have a couple and then you can drive home.
I bet they wouldn't be touching Forex though, right? It's just Forex Gold.
Forex Gold.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Forex. If they're not at the pub having a Forex Gold, how do you cool down in Bourke?
Well, we're lucky enough to have a river, but it's not running at the moment. But rumour has it there's a bit of water coming down north, and so that will be good to see some fresh water come to town.
How busy will you be tonight, you reckon?
Pretty good. We always start, they all start piling in around about 5 o'clock after they've finished a long, hard day's work outside and in their other jobs as well, and having a few beers, and we have a wonderful big bistro at the back, so we usually do probably 60 to 80 meals a night.
Yeah, what's the most popular? Is it a Parmigiana or a steak?
Oh, look, it's a toss-up between the Parma and a T-bone.
How did I know? Probably because every time I go to a pub for dinner, I think, am I going to have a steak or am I going to have a schnitty? Now, you guys, the Aussie Helpers were there a couple of years ago as part of the hay run, dropping off hay bales to farmers, weren't they?
They were indeed.
Yeah, so you get involved whenever anyone's in strife.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, good on you.
We're very lucky out here in Bourke. Whenever times are tough, and usually that's 9 times out of 10, the community is unbelievable how they all get together. And these Aussie guys with the trucks, where they come from all over the country and they bring hay in, because they're going okay when we're not, and they get in and pull together and help farmers, and I was a part of that. We were one of the farmers that also received hay from the guys, and it got us through a real sticky patch.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, and you're very kind to spare a few minutes to talk to us this afternoon. If I'm in Bourke, I'll drop in and have a 4X Gold with you.
Make sure you do.
Thanks, Tracy.
Looking forward to it, Ben. Thank you very much.
Good on you. What a lovely lady. Tracy Louise Hegarty, owner of the Port of Bourke Hotel. Anyone been to the Port of Bourke Hotel in Bourke?